Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am quite happy. I got a lot done this week. I've been doing my spring cleaning. I've been getting clothes ready for the Goodwill and shoes and just doing all that stuff I love to do in the spring because it finally feels like spring here in Roanoke.
Yay!
How about you?
Oh, just moving along, wrapping things up, finishing things up, moving everything around, getting things done. That's what it is. One thing after another.
It's a wonderful thing I like about the Sun in Taurus is that we do get things done. We have that achievement orientation on a daily basis.
Yes. You know, the Taurus energy is very grounded, and you really get that practicality to it. It really is, and both of us, cleaning things up, doing all those types of things, are such a great time during this period of time that we have, especially foundational shifts. With Pluto conjunct Mars, it's like, let's really clean things out. Let's make some new foundations. Let's make some new practical ways of life. And so I do like that part about it. We do need to clean things up every once in a while, and this is really a productive time.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I do mini readings a little bit hippie here in Roanoke every Friday afternoon, and Heidi had taken this trip to Thailand and had gotten some beautiful clothing and stuff. And they do tie-dye in a different way. And so they had the grand opening and all that stuff today, which was wonderful. And one of the girls was saying, I know, but I just really can't afford it. And I said, you know what, I've been going through my stuff, and I realize I have stuff in my closet I wore 25 years ago. I said, if you make this investment in this skirt today, you'll probably be able to wear it for years in the future. Think about it as an investment. And they all started laughing. I couldn't resist. That's that Taurus energy.
Oh, that's adorable.
Well, I got to tell you, it's interesting tonight because we've got that beautiful trine between Neptune and retrograde Jupiter and Scorpio. And, of course, Jupiter's also opposing the Sun. And I look at some of the things I have invested in and how well they've served me, you know, and that maybe now it's time to go on and serve someone else. And, you know, I like that. It's kind of like giving forward when you do something like that, when you donate it somewhere. So it's kind of interesting that that's going on right now.
It is. You know, when I teach classes, I talk about the easy flow of energy of the trines and the sextile. And that Neptune is dead on sextile to that Sun in Taurus. And it's like
vision,
dream. You know, there's an easy flow of energy right now, you know, of I can do this. I can accomplish this. And it's really about envisioning that dream and knowing that you can take the steps right now to start to accomplish getting what you desire in your life. It may not come all of a sudden, but this is a time where you can really picture that, put that into place, and start to change your habits around to accommodate what goal you have in your life.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, this Venus in Gemini in square to Neptune in Pisces, I don't know about you, Jacqueline, but everybody I'm talking to, they're looking at things in a very exaggerated way right now, okay? It's either everything stinks or everything's marvelous, okay? And there's very little in between for the last few days, okay?
Oh, So it's funny, for the last few days, I've been chuckling at that aspect, you know, the duality of that and the communication of that, you know, because it's that Venus thing and really looking at, you know, where your love lies and examining that, and everybody's heads in that, and they're either taking one side or the other. They're going to a real dreaminess, or they're really going to this real negative side of picking on it to death. And it's like, whoa, let's balance this out here, you know. We have some issues, but okay, let's put it together right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Mars, of course, being in Capricorn, is squared to Uranus at the energetic degree. That's a little heavy on my chart, as you know, because I have those planetary energies that are very late in Cancer, and I am going to be taking a little road trip this week. But I have to tell you, that is a really strong square. And as you would say, I am seeing a lot of people really concentrating on making those foundational changes to work more effectively with time, energy, and intention to build something better, where they can still have, they can meek out some freedom somewhere, okay?
And I'm going to say this about your trip, because it's a perfect example of what must be done at this point in time with that square, okay? The reason why you're taking this trip is to reestablish a connection with the family, okay? And is it challenging for everybody to do this? Absolutely. But those squares, like you always talk about, are I must. So it's something you must do.
Exactly.
But with that Uranus in there, as long as you're doing the right thing, you're going to get these great epiphanies out of it. And the beauty of that is those epiphanies are really going to be long and enduring to your benefit. And this is a great time to stand on those squares and say, I must do this. Even though everything is going to be difficult for me to do it, I must step up to the challenge and do it, because I'll find the answers I'm looking for, and it will lead me to where I want to go. And that's what that's all about. So sometimes challenges are good. You get to see your family. That's a
problem. Oh, I agree. Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. You know, the interesting thing, too, that's going on is that because of that Mars and Capricorn energy, it just seems like everything, order is easier for me to establish than I thought it would be. And I am better when I'm busy, because I have so much to do, like you do. We're running in so many directions. And I know many people that are out there listening tonight, they're doing the same thing. Of course, you know, Uranus doesn't get into Taurus until, I think it's the 16th, isn't it?
I think so.
Or it's pretty close.
16th or 19th.
Yeah.
It's right
the 16th.
There.
I'm gonna get home back here the day before it goes into Taurus. How weird is that?
Stand under the line.
Yes, exactly.
That's the thing.
So it's all good. You got to love it. Life is life, ever fulfilling itself in its own manner. Well, we should probably let everybody know we're not going to be here next week for Mother's Day. We're taking a sabbatical. Jacqueline's getting ready to do her snowbird thing, and I'm going to be traveling. So we're going to have to catch up with you the following weekend, just to let you know. But we will be thinking of you and keeping you in our hearts and in our devotions. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
All right, well, we've got a couple callers on here. Maybe we should take a call. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you? It's Amy from Connecticut.
Hey, Amy. Good, how are you?
I'm doing. I feel like the spring has come. It's funny, isn't it? It's been a late spring, but it's interesting because it's exactly how I'm feeling. This year, this is exactly, I'm budding and I'm blooming later than previous spring. So it's just very interesting. I'm right in correlation, in alignment with nature as well. So it's just funny.
That's a great thing. Are
I love that
December
for you.
What was that? What did you say?
Are you December 16th?
Yes. 73. Yes. We're in Connecticut. Yep.
9:44 a.m.
Yep.
And you got a beautiful trine going on between Mars and your moon right now. I'm loving that. You are you should be getting an awful lot done, babe.
Okay. Awesome.
And, you know, the moon is sitting on your Venus in Aquarius tonight, and here you are on a radio show with us girls, talking about your future. How perfect is that?
That's too funny. Well, I'm just actually looking for it. Like, I've been, speaking of Venus, Venus is about love, and I think you were telling me, I don't know when both of you might have told me this, but you said May through, I think October, November is a good time to meet somebody. I don't know. Is that right? I don't know. But I haven't met somebody yet. I mean, I'm not saying, I know it's only May, but it's only the beginning, so to speak. But, yeah.
And Mars is going to dance into your first house next month, so you're jumping ahead of the game is what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
You want that Mars-Venus connection to hit, okay? And it's not even in conjunction yet to do that. So,
okay.
You know, we're talking May is the earliest, but, yeah, I mean, everything is indicating, you know, as far as I can see, everything's indicating, hey, this is coming up over the summer. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. Now, Mars is basically going to go into Aquarius before the end of this month, and it's going to be in your first house. It's going to be kissing Venus, the planet of love, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance in your natal. So
you
get out there and really socialize, is what I want to tell you right now. You know, you were blessed because your Sagittarian sun and your Mars and Aries were in perfect trine when you were born, okay? And the more that you put out there, the more that you aggress, the better it's going to go for you. Sometimes with that, you know, little Virgo moon of yours, you kind of hang back a little bit too much. That time is passing, okay?
Yes, that's true. Very true. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you both being that...
Now, have
like,
you always lived in Connecticut?
Yes, always. Born, raised, everything.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's funny.
I it's funny because, like, home is where the heart is, and I've traveled all over, and I really feel a sense of home here. I don't think I'd want to move, even though we have winter, and it's not exactly fun, but we get all four seasons, so we appreciate every season for what it is.
But
so,
you do travel
I hear you.
A lot, correct? You do travel
what was
a
that?
Lot, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Because you have a chart of a traveler. That's what kind of, we're both surprised that you wouldn't move. You do have Taurus in your fourth house as a home, so you like your settled, you know, security blanket of a home. But that's
I do.
For the adventures, okay?
Yes.
You're an adventure seeker. That's what you are.
I love it.
Aphrodite said this to, I think, before, is that the Virgo and the Sag, they're complete opposites in a way. One wants to be at home and privacy, and the other one's like, well, let's fly, let's go, you know. So I do, it can be challenging at times with my moon and my rising as an Aquarius as well. So I have that challenge about, you know, oh, well, maybe I should stay low-key, but no, I want to go out, you know. That kind of a thing. But
yeah.
As far as socially, I am definitely getting out there. I'm going out of my comfort zone. I'm going to a salsa social. I never dance. And this is in a couple of weeks.
Oh, do it. Do it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So,
you know,
maybe
what I was going to suggest for that little soft Virgo caution holding,
okay.
Because what you're looking at between the two of them is, that the Sagittarian energy is caution to the wind, okay?
Yes.
And the Virgo energy is I must have everything in order and make sure I'm planned and prepared for everything that could happen. So you've got this you know, total planning and preparing thing and this total caution to the wind thing that are contradictory to each other. That's the reason why it happens. But
exactly.
If you go out for a practivity, like you said, salsa dancing, that's what we both said yes. if you go out for a task,
yes,
you'll always succeed. Okay? That Virgo moon will be satisfied because it has a purpose to it. It needs that little purpose to it. Okay?
Right.
So that's
right.
your rationalization to push you out there to get that Virgo moon to be a little bit more okay with it?
Yes. That totally makes sense. And even, like, I got invited the next day to another a gathering, and I'm not so sure about the people. I know who they are, but I don't necessarily hang out with that group. So, but part of me, again, is, like, just go out of your comfort zone. Just the worst that could happen, you come, go home, you know, if you don't want to be there for, you know, periods of time, long time. So it's,
exactly.
Yeah,
go check it out. You don't like it, you can walk away and go home.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just like, I think it's so time for me to, like, just do it like the Nike commercial and not work. Cause I am very introverted, even though I sound very social. That's the sad, but I have a lot of Virgo stuff going through me. Is like, I'm very much like, I'm always cautious about myself.
You know, that little Virgo moon, it's the most afflicted of all the moons, I think, okay?
Okay.
Because it's so sensitive, and believe me, I know a lot of Virgo moons. For whatever reason, I attract Virgo moons, okay? So I've experienced them in all different forms. And the one thing about it is it is challenging. Because it is so sensitive, it's hypersensitive, because it physically feels everything, okay?
Yep.
So your body, whenever you get nervous, your whole body is like putting an electrical charge to it, okay?
Exactly. And the agree.
What I am going to say is that at that point in time, you start feeling that, start breathing. Okay.
Okay.
Through it.
Okay.
Okay, because it does make a challenge, and it does have to shift, and that's the whole point, is that the Virgo moon has a duality to it. Virgo has a duality to it. You can talk it into being okay.
Right. Yeah.
But you have to have that time to talk it into being okay. So breathe for a couple minutes whenever literally your body's singing. Because it's always something with that. It physically makes a physical effect on your body. Okay?
Right.
And that's
exactly.
A handicap by birth. There's no way of stopping that. There's nothing you're going to do to stop it. All you can do is stop your reaction to it. Okay? Again.
Absolutely.
Just as if you had Tourette's when you were born. You're never going to not have Tourette's, but you can control it and maintain it and be able to live a healthy lifestyle with it. And that's the same thing as you're doing with this Virgo moon. Okay?
No, that totally makes sense. I'm looking forward to March and June and being out there, like you guys said, right? Am I correct? Or am I at the end of May and June, I'm more social and meeting people? Is that what you guys said?
I want you starting now. I want you to get out there, do these things now, get comfortable. Because, again, that Virgo moon needs a little bit more of a comfort zone before. Because if you met somebody right now, you would fall over your feet. You see what I mean?
Yes.
You need to get a little bit more comfortable in going in and out of the environment. And then you'll trust it to be able to say, okay, that one's coming in. You always need a little bit of leeway or a little bit of room with you. Okay?
Yes. That makes sense. Okay. Excellent.
So,
this is now.
Well, I have a question for you, Amy.
Sure.
And I want to know, in your travels that you have done, is there anybody that you met during your travels that has been haunting you in any way?
Haunting me? What do you mean by haunting
me? You think about them, you wonder how they're doing, you know, have you met anybody interesting in your travels?
I have, and it's pretty much, he's non-communicative. Even just saying hello is like pulling teeth. I mean, I just did a text to him, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. Because I thought of him, and I just say hello, nothing much. And I'm hearing nothing. So, yes, to answer your question, yes. But I don't, is it going to evolve?
I think you need to just release that in the cycle, because both Jupiter and Saturn are retrograde right now. Okay?
Okay.
And so I think you need to kind of release that. Like you said, let him go, because it's not really going anywhere. And right. I think that that is what's going to bring you to be more open to the person that's really coming in for you.
Okay. Okay. Definitely. Okay. And I think it's more for just
small things, but
myself.
It shows up in your subconscious. Because right now you're in a Saturn opposition, and Saturn is in Capricorn, opposing your Saturn in Cancer. It has been doing that since last October, by the way. And so, December. But what's going on here is you say, all right, well, there may be some qualities in this person you'd want to embrace in the new person. But it's not about going back to the old person. It's about what you've learned from that relationship and applying it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true. And that actually, you know what? He was a nice stepping stone person to really how I want to feel. Like, there were some suitors, if you would, in the last month. But it's how I feel. How does the person make me feel versus is he into me? How do I feel about them, one? And number two is how do they make me feel? Those are two great ways of
I love that.
Assess.
Yeah, I love that for you. It really helped me.
That's a Virgo in me. I really am mindful of how I want to go about things and change it up, switch it up, and make new choices to have new results.
You know, and that's the beauty of that Virgo moon is you can totally feel in your body whether it's right or wrong. And throughout your life, utilize that. But just because it feels wrong at the moment, don't throw it away. Just walk away, okay?
Yes.
Let it come back, and if it feels right then do it, okay? Because sometimes you throw things completely away in that process, too. But, again, that's part of that exercise with the Virgo moon.
Excellent. Thank you for talking about this. This is very helpful. It was amazing.
Keep us posted, Amy. We love talking to you.
I will, and God bless. And happy Mother's Day.
God bless.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Sweet night. Bye-bye. Sweet. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 415, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
How's life treating you?
It's good. I've been, you know, really tired the last couple of days, so I've just been resting and sort of, there's been a lot of, like, energy downloads. So, just been hanging around, taking it easy.
Yeah, you're July 16th, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're going through your Venus return right now in Gemini, so it is really a great time for reflection. Absolutely. I love that for you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot.
Venus opposing
your
Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
So this means this is a situation where you want to bring back a more optimistic spirit, but you've got to look at both sides of the question before you can proceed, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what's been going on in my head. So,
and Mars
is
opposing your sun too. So you right now you're saying, okay, I want proof, darn it.
Yeah, I'm thinking of what my plan of action is because I'm finally making money in my business and I'm happy about that. I want to amp it up so that I'm fully supporting myself. And I seem to be in this sort of space that I want to create because I'm loving it and I'm doing things out of joy. And I'm sort of questioning, like, you know, I guess I'm just sort of questioning on, like, how to move forward, you know, like if I should just keep planning events and I'm just sort of wondering if that's really, like, what I want to be doing or because I kind of go from, like, I was not doing anything and then I wasn't really making any money. And then I just recently did an event and it was like a lot of work for some money, not as much as I would like, but I'm just trying to figure out like how to kind of do this business thing in a new way. I don't know if you have any insight about that. So I don't want to exhaust myself. You know, that's why I feel so tired, I think also.
Well, because Jupiter is retrograde until July 10th in Scorpio, it is a time for you to invest in yourself and your business, and to do it from the core level, okay? And so this is a constructive time, whether you're doing events every day or not, but to I think, take a look at the bigger picture, because Jupiter is the largest planet, okay? It magnifies everything it touches. And so you're going to be able to be creative on a much deeper level, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I agree. This is a time that you have to roll up your sleeves. I hear you, okay? You have a Mercury, a Moon, and Leo. And you're not always made to do manual labor. You do have a Mars in Taurus, okay? So you do have a grounded way of doing things, okay? And speaking about that grounded Taurus, right now it's in trine to both Pluto and Mars, okay? So it is saying you do the work and it'll pay off with those trines. So I agree with Aphrodite that this summer is a time where, yeah, you do this laborious stuff, and you'll be surprised at what residuals, what notoriety, what name you get out of this. I'm not saying that you have to do it for a long period of time, but I am strongly suggesting you do this over the summer and see what happens. You'll still make money, but you'll get more notoriety with this beautiful aspect to it. I strongly suggest you do it.
So you're saying, like, sort of how, because I'm kind of doing, like, a lot of jobs now within my business. Like, I've been doing a lot of promoting, you know, and that's, I enjoy promoting, but I also, like, it's been tiring. So you're saying that that's just sort of to roll with it for a couple of months?
Yeah, you have to roll with it for the next few months. I know it's exhausting. I hear you. But you put in this labor right now, and it will pay off tenfold in the long term. So
it'll pay off before the end of July.
Busy.
Yeah, I need that payoff. Because, I mean, that's also, it ends up, like, if I'm working sort of, like, so hard or what, like, I need to take more care of myself, like, my body, which is, like, I mean, a massage or just, like, more days just to sort of rest and sleep. It's, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there is that you have to take care of your body during this, but it is going to, again, you are going to stretch this. Think of this as a marathon, and that you're going to have to put in some things that are going to be hard and laborious, that you do need a massage or some kind of relaxation additional to what you normally do to relax your body so it can handle the pressure that you're putting on it. I agree with that so much. No Cancer should not go without that nurturing, okay, when they're under stress.
Yes.
That is so important to them, okay? So you have to moderate this, and even if you have to, you know, the money that you make has to go to a massage, it's well worth it is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's,
I mean, do you see any other, like, job or, like, let's say income stream coming in? I mean, I don't even know if I have the energy to do something else unless it's just, like, super easy money. But I don't know if you're able to tell, like, if another income stream is coming in.
Let's take a look at that. Well, because Venus is moving into your sixth house of work and service, and it's going to be passing over your Jupiter in a few weeks, to be making money in more than one way or to be giving service to the public, whether it's health or wellness or ideas, whatever, that would be fine for you to do that right now. But even that doesn't seem to me to be your bottom line. I think it can be a balance and a distraction. But I don't know. I'm a Cancer sun late like you. I'm July 22nd, okay? And what I find is I don't want to just work all day long and then sleep or even get a massage. I want to have something that excites me, that opens up my heart, that makes me laugh or makes me sing along on my computer. I want to take that energy and really create that balance. Now, these plants that we have in Capricorn right now, as Jacqueline was speaking about, I think that what you need to do is you need to be able to offset your toil with something that's very lighthearted and rules your heart, because your sun's in Cancer, but your moon, your Mercury, your vertex, your Saturn, all in Leo, okay? So that Leo part needs to be able to shine and shine along with others that are working from their own heart. To be entertained might be a very good idea for you right now.
Mm-hmm. To be entertained. That's interesting. Okay.
Yes. Go to a comedy club, you know, or listen to the music that you really love, or watch a really great video with music that you love. If you have an opportunity to go and just get some inspiration, even if it's out of doors, it doesn't matter how you do it. But the inspiration is going to take away the fatigue better than trying to sleep when you can't. Okay?
Right. Yeah, I actually took I took my first comedy class the other day, too. So it's interesting. I've been, like, thinking about it for a long time, and I had this lady who, like, taught me how to write jokes and stuff. So it's interesting that you're saying that. Yeah. I also would like to bring in a partner, too. That's been in my mind also. So it's sort of like working on a lot of different levels in my life. There's a lot of rebuilding going on.
And that's okay. Trust is now safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm holding the space for the partner, because that would be something nice to build out and, you know, to have going on in addition to every, you know, in addition to the work stuff.
See, now Mars leaves Capricorn, okay, on the 17th of this month. Venus, the planet of love, moves into your sign of Cancer, okay, on the 20th of this month. And during that period of time, that's when you're more apt to find someone that vibrates to your frequency, that has the same kind of devotional energies that you have, the same integrity that you have. And Venus is going to be there until the 13th of June. So I think it's good for you to try and focus on that. I wouldn't make it the highest priority, because it seems like you have so many priorities you're making all at the same time. I don't know if that's physically possible in a body, my dear. Okay?
Okay.
So work out your schedule.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring more stuff into my life, you know, rather than just work, or sleep, and, you know, I've been single for a long time, you know, several years, so it would be nice to have that companionship, something else going on, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So just work your plan and make your plan work.
Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great week off.
I'm gonna be doing a lot in that week, but it's okay. It's all good.
Okay, good. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too. God bless.
All right, bye-bye. Bless you.
What a sweetheart. A chart, right?
Yeah.
I love our callers. They're so interesting. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561.
Hello.
568, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you?
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, did you have a birthday this last week?
No, I did not.
Oh, dear. I have you down wrong. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Email me. The correct one. Email me, yeah. Okay, ladies, last night was supposed to be the big night, and it didn't happen. And they're saying it's because Trump didn't fire someone. What does my chart say? Please.
You've got several planets that are retrograde right now. They're ponderous planets. Well, Jupiter's not really, it's an annual planet, but these retrogrades, again, when a planet is retrograde or appears to be moving backwards, it means the energy is incubating. So don't lose heart with this. Just know more time has to pass in order for what you really desire to be brought to fruition. Okay? That's kind of what you're dealing with right now.
I guess I don't fully understand.
Well, Saturn is retrograde in Capricorn, and Saturn would indicate whoever was in charge here. And it could be anybody from the president to the person that heads the organization you're working with. But because it's retrograde right now, the formation is not complete. Capricorn rules everything that is constructed, and it's constructed to stand the test of time. So with it being retrograde right now, there may be certain things that have to iron out in order for this to be completed with all due integrity and all due good result. And you're just going to have to wait it out, pretty much.
How much longer?
Well, Saturn's retrograde for a while now. It just went retrograde a little while ago. Let me just take a look at that for you. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Sometimes things can come through with a Saturn retrograde if it's already been cooking, but even then it might have to iron itself out again, okay? And Saturn, it's retrograde until the 6th of September.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because Jupiter is retrograde in Scorpio, which rules investments. It goes direct on the 10th of July. So that could be very good news. In other words, you could get some positive affirmation after that date with Jupiter. But Saturn,
as far as
coming together and forming the way that you wanted to last and stand the test of time, could be September, absolutely, from what I'm seeing here. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think it's closer to the fall. I'm going to say that I think you need to let this go for a while. Okay, listening to this is going to bounce up and down. Like Aphrodite was talking about, I so agree with her because she's like, yes, it's going to start to look better and then it's going to start to get worse and it's going to start to look better. But I have never seen anything really reconstruct well or be perfectly the way you want something under a Saturn retrograde. Okay, and Jupiter, once it goes direct, it's going to go into Sagittarius towards the fall. And what we have here is that you have Mars in Sagittarius. And I'm sure Aphrodite could tell you more than I could about when that happens, where it hits your Mars. But it's closer to that period of time in the fall that all these other planets start to fall into place. So I'm thinking it's more later after Saturn goes direct.
Yeah,
September,
October are powerful months for you.
I'm just looking forward to moving. That's all.
You should. You should. You should be looking forward to moving. You should be looking forward to making the changes you need to make to have a better quality of life than you do right now. And that is most important. You should be focusing
on. And it's about finances. That's all there is to it.
Well, look at other options.
Oh, I don't have any, truthfully.
Well, and again here, I just keep looking around, saying this is what I want, and let's see if there's another way of getting it.
Okay, I will. Okay, ladies, thank you.
All right, well, you have a blessed night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 212, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, good, you can hear me. Thank you for taking my
call. Oh, you're welcome.
Who are we speaking with?
Hello? You're there?
Yes.
According to my mother, my official name is Karen Sue.
Okay.
You can call me Karen. It's easier.
Okay.
And, you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
What is your birthday?
March 29,
1950. Born at 3:19 a.m. in New York.
How did you know that?
I think you've called before, because otherwise I wouldn't have you on my computer.
Oh, my gosh. I think it was a long time ago.
I'm a Cancer. Wow. I keep things forever.
Wow, that's amazing. Very nice.
And do you still live in New York, Karen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I was wondering what
40 years as of last February 7th. And I tell you what, I have taken databases off an Apple IIe and still have them in my files. That's how crazy I am.
Wow.
In a way, that's very good. It's commendable.
Well, when people call me, I want them to know that I honor them enough to keep them on file in case they needed my services again. I think that's just the right way to do things. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
Do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering what you see ahead for me, but particularly I never found, I guess, my right livelihood or my true gifts that I'm supposed to use. So if you can guide me in what is it, what are my gifts, what am I supposed to use, and, you know, I'm assuming it would help me garner money and move out of this mess of my life.
Hot pickets. What do you do now?
Well, I've been healing, trying to heal myself. It's for a long time, and I've been on disability. I'm not happy about it, and I feel very, very restricted. I also am somewhat of a caregiver. I'm also somewhat of a caregiver to my boyfriend, but that's another story. I had a million different jobs. I was pursuing acting when I was able to, and for a while. And, long story short, I ended up taking care of my grandmother for 10 to 15 years since my mother passed, and I made a promise to both of them.
Wow.
I was doing as much as I could until my grandma, you know, I needed to devote more time to her, and I put it on a back burner. And by the time she passed, I just kind of fell apart, had a breakdown, and said, oh, I'm too old now and can't go back to the acting, and what am I supposed to do? And just went into a hole, and I've been trying to, you know, piece myself together and heal my life from then. And also had a lot of physical things that I guess got worse and all of that, and I've been on a, you know, a total healing journey, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and ready to, sick of this, I would like to have a life or else check out. I know that sounds terrible.
Well, Karen Sue, I want to tell you one thing that really impresses me about you. And I just want you to realize how noble you've been with your family and how you made a promise and you kept it. Even though you may not have been able to use the creativity you've always wanted to use, you're a very, very noble and very spiritual person by your actions and the things that you have accomplished and helped others with in times of great need, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's back that up a little bit and start to think about what you have done. Rather than what you think you should have done, I want you to think about what you have done, how you've really been there and on your knees in your heart for people that you loved. Really? I salute you. Okay?
Well, thank you.
Truly.
Thank you so much. It feels good hearing that.
Often
thank
the caregiver
you.
Does suffer as a result of taking care of others just because you're so empathic. You have a lot of these Aries energies in your chart, and that's why you want to rebirth yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. And I think Chiron just entered Aries over this past week. That's the wounded healer of the zodiac. So it's going to be moving to your second house. It's going to help you with your physical healing. But you have to work on your spiritual healing as far as your inner I am presence, okay? And that will be up to you to do whatever devotions that make you feel fulfilled. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. Okay. And I, you know, I look at this and I go, you are such a high, and everything Aphrodite said, the care providing, the nurture, you are a natural nurturer to others just by who you are. Okay. So, you know, don't put yourself down for what you've done. You've given people a wonderful quality of life, and that truly is a gift. So I agree with Aphrodite on that part. But you want to relaunch yourself into something new. You need to start to get out into the public somewhere. This is about all about you speaking, because your sun is conjunct your Mercury. It's all about you speaking about your truth, going out into the public and talking about your truth. But you have to find your truth first. You have to find that, like Aphrodite said, that motivation, that inspiration. So for you to find that, I can't tell you, your work is a way of life. It's a passion. It's who you are. It goes within your soul and your ethics. That's the reason why you dedicated yourself to taking care of those that you love, okay? But getting out in there and going back out into the public and really finding yourself is about speaking your truth. So again here, I strongly suggest during this period of time that you find some kind of group energy to go with and look at some kind of motivational speakers or things like this, inspirational things, seminars.
I love it.
To go to really motivate yourself to find really what you want to share to the world. What do you have to say to the world? Okay? Because that nurturing soul is here to nurture the world. And so giving you a specific job title is not really where it is, because it's your way of life that actually makes it. And like Aphrodite was talking about, this Chiron effect is really healing through yourself and nurturing during this period of time you and finding yourself. Even though you're caring for your boyfriend, you really need to take some time, like I said, and think about going to seminars or things like this. Really finding that.
Well, I do a lot of stuff online and listen to a lot of people. And
great.
It might sound terrible, but motivational speakers, per se, turn me off. I start to listen. It's like, oh, please, that's just talk. I'm too bored. It doesn't work.
Here again, by looking at many different experiences.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Aphrodite.
But I really think it's important. Now, I want to tell you, I travel. And you know what I do is I listen to audiobooks a lot because it keeps me alert on the road because I don't have a companion right now. So that's what I do. And you have been through an incredible story. And my mother has a saying. She says, everybody has at least two books in them. Whether you create an audiobook or you actually do it hard copy, but to talk about your journey with the people that you loved, talk about other people that are going through what you went through with your mom and your grandmother and everything. They could benefit from your insight and your support. They could benefit from understanding the chapters that you went through in order to help them close and seal their book before they ascended. And I think if you look at it this way, that you're not going to just be out there, you know, being rah, 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 but because you have some acting experience, you have a nice voice, and you're coming from the heart, babe, okay? I agree with Jacqueline. You maybe could start a meetup group or get together with other people and talk to them about, are their parents elderly now? Okay, are their grandparents living with them now? They could use your experience, your inspiration, and your integrity in such a powerful way. You could help them get through this process that you've already been through, honey, okay?
Hmm. Maybe.
Take a look at it. Okay? Maybe just start wanting to jot down notes if you want to get a little recorder, whatever. Start telling little snippets of your story, okay? Of what happened from, you know, getting sick, debilitation, you know, getting better, having someone care for you, and then moving on to the divine. Give it your spiritual all, because you've always given being the caregiver your spiritual all. And that's what's going to shine to others and could put you where you really feel fulfilled again.
Well, I could try, but thing is, I haven't wanted to focus on my story. It's been too depressing, and I don't know if I remember
details. I can understand that. But if you rest with it, you know,
had a problem, and they were in a situation with a caregiver, I could maybe advise them, but I don't see myself recounting my experiences, writing a book or anything. It's like, I just don't want to go there.
Okay. Fair enough. And but I'm just saying that everything that you have been through is part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to maybe make peace with it, okay,
yeah,
with the divine, and then move forward. And I think you can be inspiration to other people, and you can be very supportive of other people, but not in a way that has drained you in the past, but in a different way. So you have the North Node, the cup overflowing of the Bible, your Sun and your Mercury all in Aries, which is the I Am presence, okay? I am that I am. And you took responsibility, and you did it with love. These planets all trine your beautiful Leo moon, girl, okay? You are love incarnate. Did you know that?
Well, I thought we all were.
Well, you have done it your way, okay? And from what I am seeing in your chart and what I'm hearing in your voice is that you stepped in and you stepped up. And if you just encourage anybody, no matter what their circumstances are, to step in and step up, you will help to heal yourself, because now Chiron, the wounded healer, is in your sign. As you heal others, you will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that time for you. This is that time for you. Okay?
Okay. Well, for what it's worth, I do. When I, you know, when the moment hits, I always try to help people if I can.
Of course you do. It's in you.
I even give them health and nutrition advice, because a lot of people don't want to hear it. But I think,
but
you know
even if they don't want to hear it in the moment, Karen Sue, you're planting seed that could bear fruit in its season. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Well, keep us posted on what you're going through and what's going on with you, and check in with us more often. I have you on my system, and I'm never going to take you off.
I see. And I thank you, and I apologize for the phone issues. I think it's needing a charge. It's been going in and out. But I will keep
all
in touch
right, well,
with
you're
you.
Fine.
Thank you. You have given me some things to think about, and to appreciate what I have done for people. And I guess
and
it's
God
also
bless you on your path.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too, both of you. Bless you both.
All right. Sweet night.
Sweet night.
Well, we've got about 6 minutes left, and there's some that's been on hold here, but just let us say again to people, we are not going to be here next Sunday. We're taking Mother's Day off and doing our thing. So we'll see you this following week. If you want to reach us, our phone numbers are on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also Facebook us if you wish. We're both on Facebook. Want to take one more?
Okay.
All right. Area code 561-287. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, ladies. It's Stacy. And I just wanted to say that doors are opening up. It looks like I had an assignment, you know, come in. It was just short-term, just for the week. I knew it beforehand. So it looks like stuff is opening up. I just want to know when it's going to get more, I guess, consistent.
Okay.
Your December 26th?
Yeah.
Excellent.
One of my favorite Capricorns. Okay, let's take a look at you. All right. Oh, wow. Well, things are lining up here, that's for sure. You know, you work with more than one agency, don't you, Stacy?
Yes, I do. I do. And I had two different ones sent me on something, actually. I had assignments from two different ones, yeah.
Well, Saturn, your ruler, is retrograding back onto your sun this summer. And Jupiter is going direct on top of your Venus and your Neptune. You got all this stuff going on this summer. This summer, you're going to stabilize. So all the seeds you're planting right now, they're going to be okay. This is going to work out in the next 3 months, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm so there with you. Okay. You know, it might be a little wobbly over the summer because of all the shifts and everything else, but I was going with the same thing as Aphrodite here, is that Jupiter conjunct your Venus aspect is really going to benefit you over the summer to stabilize you out. So,
but
really,
you said wobbly.
Well, yeah, it'll be a little wobbly until September, I think, okay? And then you'll be like, oh, I don't have to worry. Everything's okay. Okay, so over the summer, you may feel a little uncomfortable with the financial situation, but they're just making a shift. Just wait it out, because it's all rebalancing itself this summer. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. September and October, you're golden, babe. Are you still there? Are you still there? Oh, I think I lost her. Well, all right, well, we're basically 2 minutes to the hour, so we should tell people where they can find us if they need us.
Okay. They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and Jacqueline and I are very happy to serve you and help you if you need our guidance with this ancient art that we practice every day. And we'll be talking to you again in 2 weeks, and God bless you all. Have a sweet night.
Good night.
Good night.